Welcome to the Beaver Area School District. We are excited to be a part of your child's journey in the educational process. Today, your child will be given a developmental evaluation. This evaluation will show your child's development in five perceptual areas: large motor movement, discriminative movement, visual, auditory, and logic. The greatest growth for perceptual development is during the chronological years of 4 to 7. This is the optimal time to help develop the brain in these areas, which will then allow the student to receive information in school and process it for understanding. There is nothing academic required on this evaluation. However, the development of thinking in the perceptual areas is directly related to academic success. Your child will spend approximately 20 to 30 minutes with one of our teachers or learning advisors engaging in thinking activities in these perceptual areas. All of these educators have been extensively trained in the developmental thinking processes, activities, and testing.
About 40 years ago, we were looking at children in the primary grades and trying to determine why certain academic skills were difficult for many children. While studying the brain research at the time, we met Hans Firth, who was working with children with extreme hearing problems, and Harry Wax, who had a vision clinic in Pittsburgh. Together, they were working on a book called Thinking Goes to School. They were trying to show how we can better prepare our children to develop thinking ability. One cannot have learning without thinking. This book became the basis of our developmental thinking program. Most of the activities we use in thinking class today still come from this book. Their research was based on the work of Piaget, a Swiss scholar who was actively engaged in the study of the development of children's thinking and how that affected their learning as thinking human beings. Piaget stated that all children go through the same stages of development. They just do not all go through the stages at the same time. Therefore, 2 5-year-old students may look very different in the way they process information. This research allowed us to answer our original question about school success. The academic curriculum was sometimes ahead of the students' brain development and therefore difficult for them to process. When children enter school, they are not little adults who lack a lot of skills and information that the school can provide. They are children who are right in the middle of a major developmental period. Between 5 and 12 years of age, the child's mechanisms of thinking change drastically.
According to Piaget, students entering kindergarten are in the pre-operational stage of development. We know 3 things about this stage. Number 1, students do not decenter when considering objects. This means they look at only one attribute of an object, when in fact it could have multiple attributes. This directly affects their ability to classify objects. Number 2, students do not have reversibility in thinking. So 5 + 3 = 8 does not necessarily lead them to the thinking that 8 - 5 = 3. And number 3, students are egocentric. This does not mean they are selfish, but that they have a difficult time seeing someone else's point of view, thinking everyone sees the world the same way they do. Each child is unique and special and will progress through these stages at his or her own pace, based on an internal timetable. We cannot hurry the process, but we can enhance it with worthwhile experiences and needed time.
This knowledge presents itself on the evaluation in several places. In one of the visual tasks, the student will be asked to build a shape from parquetry blocks. The shape resembles a house. Students will sometimes build a house, but ignoring the matching colors. They are centering on one attribute or shape and ignoring the other color. In the auditory section of the test, the students are asked to reverse 3 numbers or say them backwards. Knowing children at this stage of development do not have reversibility, this is considered a challenging task and is not expected to be completed by all students. On the logic part of the test, the students are asked to classify attribute blocks. There are four ways to do this: color, shape, density, and size. The expectation is to sort the objects one way because the students are often centering on one attribute. As the students experience the logic games in the kindergarten thinking classes, they will develop the ability to make multiple classifications.
One of the activities on the fine motor section is to reproduce shapes both with an auditory prompt and a visual prompt. The circle develops at the age of 3. The square develops at the age of 4. The most sophisticated square is one line all the way around with sharp corners. The triangle develops at age 5 with the introduction of the diagonal line. The diagonal line comes in later and cannot be reproduced on paper until it is internalized within the body. This diagonal in the body will exhibit itself in body lifts and sequencing of body parts on the evaluation. The divided rectangle develops at the age of 5.5. The divided rectangle will show us the child's ability to cross the midline on a drawing. Once again, this developmental stage must first be internalized within the body. This will reveal itself in crossing the line in the body movement section of the evaluation. The diamond does not always develop until age 7, so this is another challenging activity that is not expected. The child needs to draw 4 strong diagonal lines to produce a diamond.
The test is designed so that most of the activities can be accomplished by a child that is chronologically 5 years old. Rarely does a child do everything on the evaluation. It is also rare to find that a child accomplishes none of the activities. At this stage of development, students are what we call perceptual bound. One of Piaget's experiences with children illustrates this. Show a child in this stage 2 containers, one tall and thin, and another short and wide, and then proceed to pour liquid into each container from 2 sources which contain the exact amount of liquid, and then ask, which one would you want? They will almost always choose the tall, thin container. When you ask why they chose that one, they will say, it has more. They are basing their answer on what they perceive, not on logical reasoning. Once the student enters the next stage of development, concrete stage, he or she is able to think much more logically. This is very important in science and math. The evaluation hasn't changed over the years. This is because we have found the test to be a high predictor of school success.
Developmental thinking activities will continue in each perceptual area throughout the kindergarten year. The children go to thinking class once a week for 45 minutes. They will rotate to 3 groups led by the teacher, the learning advisor, and the reading assistant. The activities will be chosen from the 5 perceptual areas and will gradually become more challenging as the year progresses. Parents will receive a report after each cycle that shows the developmental progress of their child. The main objective of the thinking activities is to enhance thinking and brain development. This only takes place if the given task is what we call a high-level task. If the task is too easy, the child uses the brain power he or she has, and if it is too difficult, the child will experience frustration. A challenging task is one that brings about, aha, I get it now, type of response. Then we know we are seeing development in action.
You will soon meet with your child's evaluator and will be shown the results of his or her evaluation. We hope it gives you a better understanding of your child's development. Enjoy your summer. We are looking forward to working with you and your child during this very important and special year, kindergarten.